Okay, year three at Michael Faraday School. And yesterday, Joanna's class went somewhere a little different that we don't normally visit. So it's quite exciting to find out where and what we learnt. So I have four friends from year three. Let's have ladies first. Madam, your name?
Afsana.
Big man?
Masood.
Chris.
Taniola.
Great, we have Afsana, Masood, Chris and Taniola. So maybe Afsana, can you perhaps tell people listening, where did you go for your trip yesterday?
ISIS Centre, Hyde Park.
So the ISIS Centre at Hyde Park. And what kind of things can we find normally there, Afsana?
Trees and some stones and some grass and some leaves and some rivers and some ducks.
So it's very much an outdoor wildlife sort of place. So Masood, we had some particular things we wanted to look at, to learn at. Can you maybe describe one of the activities that you did?
We played this cloud game when we were inside the centre. And we had to name the clouds, and on both of the tries we got all of them correct. And after that, we went outside to put thermometers on places. And my group, we got split up into different groups. The group I was in, we put it near this car park with water flowing out. Next, we used ribbons to check out the wind speed.
Should we ask maybe Chris about those? That's some great detail there from Masood. So you were looking at the wind speed with some ribbons. How did that work, please? What did you do?
We had this rope here. The lady called it a reponometer, and then we have to put it in the air, and then we have to direct to which way the wind is coming.
So you were using these ribbons, and if it's windy, what happens to those ribbons?
They start blowing.
And we're kind of getting towards the peak of summertime. I'm trying to think, yesterday, was it a fairly windy day? Did you see much movement with those ribbons?
Yeah.
So it was fairly windy. Okay, good. Taniola, so we mentioned about maybe the ribbons and the thermometer. You also are interested in looking at the rainfall, is that right?
Yes.
So how can we measure the rainfall? What happened, please?
On Tuesday, when the lady Alison was going home, she put a rain gauge near some bark, and when we went there, we looked at the rain gauge and we saw that 1 millimetre of rain had fallen into the rain gauge.
So that was 1 millimetre in the space of one day. So as young scientists, as we are here at Michael Faraday, very good scientists, what do you think, Taniola? Do you think you will be able to collect more rain in the winter or in the summer?
In the winter.
And why would that be?
Because in the summer, it's very hot and it doesn't rain that much. And in the winter, it's snowy. And if the snow falls into the rain gauge, if the rain gauge is, warm, it will melt and turn into water. And that's and water, if it falls in, it's going to be more water because it's really, really snow in the winter.
Yeah, wonderful. Perfectly explained. That's very, very good. I want to have one more question. Perhaps we'll finish with Afsana. So I know back in the classroom now you're doing a bit of artwork. Do you want to describe what you've been drawing at the moment?
A cloud.
And what kind of knowledge, what kind of information are you using to draw your clouds with?
Chalk, clouds and papers.
Yeah, so that's the materials. Perhaps maybe Masood could also just add. So you mentioned that you named these clouds.
Yeah.
When you name them, what do you mean? Do you mean you call them Bill, Bob, Ben? How do you name a cloud?
We call it names like Stratus, Cirrus, and...
So it's different cloud formations that you're learning about and then drawing those. Yeah, okay. Well, then there, brilliant. So Afsana and Masood, Chris, Taniola. So you all enjoyed your trip to the ISIS Centre, yes?
Yes.
Wonderful, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.